This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. RTD will soon suspend light rail service into central downtown Denver so it can replace old tracks. CEO Deborah Johnson says trains will instead be routed to Union Station.
This is what happens when you have a rail network that now is in a place where we have to do some caring and feeding.
RTD is also improving nearby bus routes to give commuters more options. Train service will be restored in September. When Phil DeStefano steps down as the chancellor of the University of Colorado Boulder next month, he's not going far. He'll return to teaching at the School of Education.
We have a minor in leadership for about 500 students, and my goal is to double or triple that in the next couple of years. And I came here as a faculty member doing research and teaching and service, and I want to, you know, go back to that before I fully retire, because that's why I came to the university.
DeStefano is the longest-serving chancellor at CU Boulder. He says he's also proud that the university doubled its research funding in that time. A handful of high school artists found out recently that their works have won a rare honor. They'll be part of the annual Congressional Art Show in the U.S. Capitol. 16-year-old Sky Little Cloud of Longmont entered the contest on a whim. Her painting, called The Hoofed Protector, was selected by a panel from Congressman Jonah Goose's office. It was inspired by Dear Woman, a legendary Native American figure.
I put lots of energy into it and lots of thought behind it, especially with my Indigenous culture. It means a lot to us.
Little Cloud and the state's other contest winners will get to travel to D.C. later this spring to see their art on display at the Capitol. You're listening to CPR News. More news is at cpr.org.